This is the Friday, July 3rd, 2015 version of the Market Plus segment. Joining us now are Virgil Robinson and Walt Hackney. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Happy Independence Day, gents.
Yes, indeed. Now, Walt, when we finished the show, we were talking about the hog market, and you mentioned that this was a tectonic shift in the industry. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? Does that mean you think we've maybe put in the lows here for this year?
Personally, I believe we have. I believe that the one thing that could be in distraction would be if this idea of on-farm stored grains becomes false enough that there becomes a lot more of that availability of grain stuff this fall, toward fall. And as a result, it's a normal impulse of any livestock producer that as you have some slippage in the markets, if you do, you just simply overfeed the product and gain weight to the point where you're selling pounds and more pounds to help offset the drop in your cash market. That's the $64 question. And there are those that would indicate that we should and could see 300-pound weekly average hogs going into this fall due to cheap grain. Now, if that doesn't occur, that isn't going to occur on that. Product demand is not that bad on hogs. The hog producer is marginally making a little. The hog packer is making a fortune on these hogs versus the losses that are being incurred by the cattle packers. The beef packers are losing a lot of money, but the hog producer is making a lot of money, the hog packer is making a lot of money on these hogs. So he'll ignore a little added weight, but he won't ignore a lot of it, okay, because that will start breaking into larger cuts and lessening the demand for the product.
Makes sense. And then you'd see a pullback on the retail side. Yeah. Now, I want to talk grains a little bit. I want to talk oil seeds in particular. We've got a question here from our very loyal viewer in Ontario, Canada, and that's Phil. And Phil is curious, how low can soybean stocks go for the 2014-15 and 15-16 years based on the projected fourth quarter demand? Where do you see demand usage headed here in the
To try and answer his question, it's arguable that ending stocks could decline to the 230, 250 million level, Mike, from USDA's current projection of 330. That would still be an adequate supply of soybeans to bridge the gap between old crop and the availability of new. New crop soybeans, there are yet a number of questions that need to be answered, Mike. The number of acres, as we discussed in the program, the resurvey that will take place. Yield, I've seen a lot of private analysts just this week reduce their yield factor by anywhere from 1/2 to 1.5 bushel, all being below the current USDA factor of 46. So, I mean, that remains to be seen, and that uncertainty, in my opinion, will continue to create an underpinning in this market that should circumvent any kind of collapse in price.
Now, anytime we see prices rally, as we have here in the past, really 2-3 weeks is when this rally kind of began, I've got to imagine that this is firing up not just producers in the U.S. We've seen that here in our backyards. What are you seeing around the world?
I think it's incentivized producers across the globe, particularly in the southern hemisphere, Mike. I think there'll be an effort made to grow large crops of both soybeans and corn once again. How the weather behaves remains to be seen, but certainly it has created an incentive that was not present as recently as a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. Now, one of the things that just, again, going back 3 weeks or a month ago, there was talk of the possibility, even on our program, of sub-$300 soybean meal. Well, that's quickly reversed. Do you see this meal market that producers should be getting in there and buying here before it goes any higher, or what's your take on where this could go?
Well, as mentioned, processing margins remain attractive, Mike, so I think capacities will continue to run high and they'll produce lots of product, meal and oil. I think, secondly, if calculations are correct here tonight, Brazilian soy meal is only about $5 a ton away from being economically importable. So while a lot of it's not likely to find its way to the U.S., certainly if the economics warrant, there'll be some. And that, in combination with available supply here in the United States, in combination with lots of DDGs, I don't think that protein source is in shortage.
Okay. Now, you mentioned DDGs. We don't have any questions, but I've heard from a lot of folks here just in the past, really, 2 or 3 weeks again about DDGs. The market's come way down in price. What's your take on that market here over the next little while?
We've had 6 consecutive weeks where we've used 100 million bushels plus corn to produce cornstarch ethanol. There's plenty of DDGs available, Mike. It's simply a matter of supply. In select regions, there's an abundance of it. And in those regions, it's cheaper than soybean meal. So meal has to be cognizant of that in terms of it being a competitive protein source.
Now, Walt, have you seen cattle producers get fired up about the lower cost DDGs? That's who I heard it from.
No, this in fact is new information for me. I have not found that to be an item with the cattle feeding public. Now, with that having been said, it would be obvious that some of the higher, more productive cattle feeders, that could probably be the commercial lots that are very astute with their figures as far as DDGs are concerned. But I haven't heard any comment pro or con.
Okay. And I've heard it mainly from Iowa cattle feeders who it's in their backyard.
All right.
Now, Walt, I do want to talk to you. You mentioned on the program the cattle feeders' acceptance of these prices, these $250 for October delivery on 650 weight calves. They've accepted it because there's the possibility, perhaps, that those could be $300 come October. Now, for folks out there who have just finished spring calving season, what's your best way for them to get those calves marketed?
At the cash level that we're on, which is historic high prices, to me, it would seem that a cattleman with a cow-calf operation and with the spring calves on the ground, it would seem that he should accelerate his weaning and preconditioning process on those calves and get them ready to market sooner than unloading them in the fall as usual. The market is going to be strong. The market is going to be very demanding for those kind of calves. And the common comment that's asked of me is, would you precondition them? Would you wean them? Well, I think so. I think anything you can do to make that product more attractive to the buyer, net profit to you as a producer, I think you should do it. And so I would encourage the producers to wean them. I would encourage the producers to get them preconditioned and get them ready to have a plus item to sell into the market.
Now, you mentioned on the program as well that a lot of that summer pasture, that backgrounding pasture, was taken up by ranchers now retaining heifers to grow their herd. Will there be enough buyers out there for that 4-weight, 350-weight animal here in the next, call it 6 weeks to 2 months, get them weaned and marketed for that weight of cattle?
Well, I think that where we're going to have is if you will, an instead of kind of a market. I think that buyer that is relying historically on yearlings coming off of grass pastures to fill his feedlot needs, I think that buyer is going to sense a shortage of availability in those yearlings because of this heifer issue that is taking up the grass. And so I think he's going to opt to go to more of a lighter weight calf feeding programs because availability of those calves is going to become more a reality than it has in the past for him.
All right. Well, gentlemen, we could sit here and chew the fat all night long. This has been a great discussion. Appreciate all of your insight. Thanks to Walt.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Virgil.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks to all of you for sending in your questions via Facebook and Twitter. Please continue to do so. Tell your friends and have a very wonderful 4th of July. Thanks for watching.